Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are welcome and greatly appreciated. Folks, if you're just joining us for the first time, End Time World News is an independent and alternative news and media organization, and we're dedicated to finding truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. So that's a little bit about what's going on and what's happening here and what this podcast is all about. So that ought to give you a little idea of what we cover. We cover about anything and everything from local news sometimes to world news and events as how they play out in end times and the end times prophecy. Okay, I've got a news article here for you folks, and I want to share it with you. It's from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. The article is dated Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. And the title on the article is follows. It says, "Get ready for governments to push the digital currencies after widespread banking collapse." And if you follow the Book of Revelation, folks, and the Book of Revelation will tell you all about the end times, and we are definitely living in the end times, you know, and that's what you have to, understand. This is the end times, folks. It's going to get, people are like, Eric, are things going to get better? No, not until after the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And that's how things are going to get. And I mean, things are going to get bad. There's going to be, at least us Christians, for the non-Christians out here, us Christians believe that there is, according to the Book of Revelation, what the Bible says, not just what Christians believe, but what the Bible says specifically. There's a mark of the beast. Ye shall not buy, sell, or trade unless ye have the mark on the forehead or in the right hand. So in other words, there's going to be a mark, folks, and that mark is going to be on the right hand or in the forehead. And that mark will distinguish who will buy, sell, or trade. If you don't take the mark, which you better not take the mark, because that's the mark of the beast, that's the mark of Satan, those that have the mark will perish, guaranteed. Those people that did not take the mark, they will be martyrs for Jesus Christ and God Almighty. So that's what you have to understand, folks. And I'll get into the Book of Revelation here one of these days as we both go through here and try to understand things. So let me get back here and get into today's article. It's very interesting. And again, it's by naturalnews.com. Get ready for governments to push digital currencies after widespread banking collapse. And again, this is all part of the charade, all part of the plan that these governments want to do, that the the evil, the elites that run the world, the Rothschilds family, the Bilderberg group, the George Soros is all part of that, the Rockefeller Foundation in this country. I mean, I can go on and on and on and name these evil people. Okay, I know this is a Christian podcast, but I'm just saying we need to pray for these people. But these people are evil. And so you have to understand, and they want to bring in this one world government. So here we go. Let's get into today's podcast. The motto of the tyrannical left is never let a good crisis go to waste. And the globalists who want to remake the world in their own authoritarian image have just been handed a golden opportunity as banks continue to fail in the U.S. and around the world. The SVB, or that's known as the Silicon Valley Bank, the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank, has created an opportunity for over 100 governments worldwide to introduce bank digital currencies, or CBDCs. That's bank digital currencies, and implement increased government controls in the financial sector. The fear and runs and calls for more regulatory oversight have made room for governments to push the CBDCs as a solution, which could enable unprecedented levels of surveillance and everything, folks, everything. And you have to understand, it's not just surveillance. They will, in the end times, they will control everything. Everything you do, every move you make, everything you do, they will control. And that's what you have to understand. If you're on disability like myself, and I don't take the shot, the VAX, I don't take a shot, or I don't do this, I don't comply, I post something on Facebook they don't agree with, they can simply turn the money off. They can turn your digital wallet off. Where right now, while you have cash, the cash will become useless in the next year or so, not very long. They want to implement all these things by late 2023 or by 2024 is what they're shooting for at the very, very latest, folks. So you have to understand what's going on. And the CBDCs are digital versions of the fiat currencies that are issued and backed by central banks, unlike cryptocurrencies, which are decentralized and not backed by any authority. The CBDCs are issued and regulated by central banks. They're being sold to the general public as being much more reliable, stable forms of currency. Now, again, they've set this garbage up. They set all of this plan up, this evil plan, to force everyone in the world to, if you cannot buy, sell, or trade, if you don't have the mark, or if you don't take the currency, and you don't go and fall into their plan, then guess what? You'll be left out in society, and eventually you'll be hunted down. And those people will be martyrs for Jesus Christ. You have to realize that all of this is coming, and this is coming soon at a very rapid pace. You have to understand, folks, we're living again in the end times, and I bring you this news and information here because this is enlightening. For those of us that believe in God and Jesus Christ, this is enlightening. But those that don't believe, it's scary, because if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you will not make it. You will not go to heaven. And it's just that simple. So let me get back to the article here, folks, as I finish up the article. The globalists say some of the main advantages of the CBDCs are they offer increased financial inclusion, greater payment system efficiency, improved monetary policy implementation. CBDCs could potentially provide more people with access to banking services as they have been used by anyone with a smartphone or internet connection. The globalists claim this could help the financial exclusion and improve financial literacy. Well, that's just simply not true. Right now, the banking system has a lot of flaws. They allowed this to happen. They allowed Silicon Valley Bank, SVB, to go bankrupt. They did. This was part of their plan in order to initiate and fill in the mark of the beast system. And that's exactly what this is going to be. They will again control everything via a digital wallet, by a cryptocurrency, and they can turn your money on and off, whatever they want, whatever they do. And now this will go to Congress, of course, and people will riot and they will go crazy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Easy, because you'll get businesses, the government will threaten all businesses. Well, if you take real money or anything else, coins or dollars or anything else, we're going to shut you down. Not only we're going to shut you down, you're going to be in jail. So they'll make it illegal to accept the dollar, except for cryptocurrencies. If you do not accept a cryptocurrency or their cryptocurrency, their digital currency, I should say, if you don't accept it, then they will shut you down. They will hunt you down. They'll shut you down. They will arrest you. See, that's where this is going, folks, and that's where you have to understand. So, this is just scary. Central banks are also owned and controlled by central governments, and that's not only the complaint about them. One of the main concerns is they could potentially disseminate the commercial banks, leading to a significant restructure of the financial system. This also there is also concerns about the financial stability and privacy of the CBDCs. Which could potentially be used to facilitate money laundering and illicit activities, not to mention provide hackers with a bevy of personal and financial information. And I mean, you know, it's again, within days of Silicon Valley Bank's failure, when it was described as the first social media fueled bank run in history, and fears about social media disinformation, and then that started to be stoked. So in other words, once Silicon Valley Bank went under, and that was controlled like a controlled demolition, okay, that's exactly what that was. They knew that was coming. They wanted that. They knew that they have to usher in the new world order. They don't like to say that, but that's what it's always been called, the New World Order, one world currency, one world government, and this is all part of the system. Governments are likely to seize upon and amplify the fears of social media bank runs as they push for new regulations and proposals in wake of the Silicon Valley Bank collapse, and they're likely to position the CBDCs as the solution, the report said. Again, as the Silicon Valley Bank collapsed, the prospect of widespread financial contagion event loomed. Companies said that they were left unable to pay staff, large income platforms, delayed payments to sellers. Other companies revealed that they held significant portions of their cash at Silicon Valley Bank. And again, folks, you have to keep this in mind here as I conclude. Keep in mind that Congress passed and Barack Obama signed a major financial regulation legislation, following the last major market and banking collapse, the Great Recession of 2008. And then we were told there was new rules to prevent the sort of bank runs and collapses we are once seeing again. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, folks. I mean, wow, it just never ever seems to end. It's that time in the podcast. It's that time in End Time World News. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ, folks, it's that time. Here's a simple prayer. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into your life, repeat after me. I'll let you find a quiet spot. If you need to find a, if you need to step into the bathroom, if you need to go outside, go in the hall, go in your car, your truck, just find a private spot where you can say a little prayer and repeat after me. I'll give you a second to go or a minute or two. Just find a nice quiet spot where you can say a little prayer if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. We're living in the end times, folks, and we're destined. The world will come to an end. There's no doubt about it. Jesus' return will be soon. And so what you have to understand is you have one shot at this, and this is the shot. The shot is that if you don't give your life to Jesus Christ, you will go to hell. Okay? I'm going to say that, and I mean that. And I don't want to scare you, but I do want to tell you the honest to God truth here, folks. Okay? So I want everyone listening to this podcast, I want everyone to go to heaven. I do. I sincerely do, and I pray for you and your families. Okay, here we go. Here's a simple prayer. If you've not given your life to Jesus and invited him into yours, repeat after me. Here we go. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and from death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as my Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love and your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving. A person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And folks, congratulations. If you just said that prayer, congratulations, folks. God bless you. And if you just said that prayer, wow, I am so amazed. I just have a couple of quick suggestions for you before we conclude today's podcast here, folks. First, if you just said that prayer, congratulations. The next thing that you need to do immediately is get a hold of a Bible. Get a hold of a Holy Bible. And if you're here in the United States, you can order one through Amazon. Usually you can pick them up for maybe less than $20 if you're on a budget like me and probably the rest of the world here. Sometimes you could go to a church, and it's very important. I'll get into that in just a second. Find a church, and if you don't have one, you can approach a pastor, junior pastor, a member of the church, a deacon, or just a senior member or some member of the church, and they ought to be able to help you and provide you with a Bible for free. So that's the next step, folks. Get a hold of a Bible first. There's three steps. Get a hold of a Bible first. Then the next thing you need to do is find a Christian church, one that preaches the Trinity, that's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and get into that church. And once you're into that church and you have the Bible, start writing down all your questions. Write down your questions. What is salvation? When is Jesus coming back? What does it mean to be saved? What about this baptism thing? Why did Christ have to die for all of our sins? I mean, you might have thousands of questions. Write them all down, and then find that church, the church that preaches the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and then get a hold of somebody in that church. Again, get a hold of them, make a time, an appointment, get a hold of a pastor, and or a junior pastor, senior pastor, a member of the church, a member, a senior member, somebody in that congregation that could answer your questions for you and give you straight answers so you can understand, so you know what you're a part of now, because you've just given your life to Jesus Christ. And then the last step, folks, is eventually you're going to want to be baptized, and baptized in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So, you know, you'll want to be baptized, and that's very, very, very important. And that's it. As you get into the Word of God, you're going to want to fully commit yourself, and you're fully commit everything that you have and your whole spirit to God and Jesus Christ. And you do that, and you can show people that you're committed through baptism. So that's it, folks. That is it. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric, and this is End Time World News. Be well, be safe. But most importantly, folks, thank you for listening. God bless you and your family. That's it for now. Have a great day. Bye.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.